And by chanting him, he will be merciful to you. We should also know that we are not this physical body. We are part and parcel of Godhead and soul. So if you are not chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, only making merry in this world, you cannot be happy. Go on. Very well. Okay? It is okay. So, we should try to realize this thing. In this world, what we are collecting in this world by these senses and body, we cannot take anything from this world. But if you are chanting, remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
then you feel very soon happy, forever. Once there was a devotee. His name was Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was a baby, he met Haridas
Thakur.
Haridas Thakur by birth was Muslim. But he always used to chant whole day, whole night, 24 hours, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this little boy Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was baby, at the age of 5, he was associating with Haridas Thakur. So, in very boyhood, he began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. After some time, he was initiated by his Gurudev, Jadunandan Das. He initiated in Gopal Mantra and all mantra was given to him. He knew by his Guru and Haridas Thakur that this world is miserable. In this world, anyone is not happy. Even a king or president or very rich man, they are also so much suffering. Those who have created this world, he has a very beautiful face. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so beautiful state. He's so beautiful.
He has some value.
He can attract anyone.
Que puede atraer a cualquiera.
Also in Bible,
también en la Biblia,
it has been told that God created God captured man after his own image. So God must have a very beautiful
shape.
Also in Bible, same thing is written. In Quran is also a very sacred book for Muslims.
El Quran, ustedes saben, es un libro sagrado para los humanos.
There also it has been written that God, Khuda, created man after his own image.
También hay que decir que Dios ha creado al hombre a su imagen y semejanza.
So everywhere, it is told that God has a very beautiful face. He has all qualities in him. So, if anyone tells that God has no shape, or it is not true, it is false. Those who have created whole world so many steps, how who can be shapeless? If a mango seed, there is a tree and fruit, it will come from mango seed. If there is no seed, then no tree. But say, the seed has all the shape, all the fruits and leaves, which we see. So everything is in cause, and then it comes in action. So if there is no shape in cause, in God, how this world has come with so many shapes?
Así cuando vemos una semilla de mango, de repente no podemos comprender que haya un lindo árbol de mango que dé jugosos frutos con mango. Así entonces, de igual manera, al ver todas estas formas, de repente no podemos comprender, tenemos que comprender que cómo es que Dios no tiene esa forma.
We hear that Jesus Christ was son of God. But we see that Jesus Christ, he has shape. So his father must have a shape. If father has no shape, how a son or daughter can have shape?
Tiene una forma como este padre no puede tenerla.
But that shape is transcendental, not mortal.
Pero esta forma no es mortal, es transcendental.
He is everywhere in all hearts.
Pero él se encuentra en el corazón de cada uno de nosotros.
Like there is some oil in oil sheet.
Así como hay aceite, se encuentra con el líquido.
We cannot see oil in oil sheet from outside. But if we crush the then all may come. You also know that in milk there is ghee.
¿Conocen lo que es el ghee? La mantequilla clarificada.
But we cannot see it from outside. When churned, then we can have makkhan. Makkhan means?
Cuando se bate, so God is
everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. God is everywhere. In all bodies, all living beings. In atoms also, in water also, in sky also, in water and in air also, everywhere. But if you pray, then he may come. And then he can make us transcendental.
Tiene la capacidad de hacernos a nosotros
trascendental como él. And then he will take us to his abode, eternal abode. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, from very boyhood, he began to chant and remember God, Krishna. His father and mother were very
worried
that I have only one son and he is going to be devotee. And he will go to Vrindavan. And never he will marry and never he will be with us. So they selected a very beautiful girl for him. Also so much qualified. And she was the daughter of a very wealthy person. And forcibly they gave marriage to that Raghunath Das Goswami, this sad girl. But he has no taste at all. He was not chaste, lusty. He was a pure devotee. He has so much love and affection for Krishna. So quickly he left all. His wealth so much. His wife, his father, mother, and his kingdom. And he went to Jagannath Puri. Like a beggar, he used to take something from here and there. Never he took very good cloth. He left to good preparations and sweet. All always chanting and remembering. So he has written something. He has written Manastiksha.
Pero él entonces recitó y escribió.
At last he left Puri after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar, and he came to Vrindavan in Radha Kunda. But only buttermilk only. Oh, one like this. Nothing else. And day and night. No sleep.
No.
Always chanting and revenging, weeping for Krishna. To meet Krishna, always weeping. Krishna was very merciful to him. Time to time he used to give darshan to him. Sometimes playing with Raghunath Das Goswami. Sometimes Raghunath Goswami in the shape of a gopi is used to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. For us, how to chant and remember? And how to do sadhan for Krishna? He has instructed us, and his instructions are called Manastiksha. Manastiksha means the teaching to his own mind. He has told that, oh mind, like, Guru Goste Gosthalai Su Sujane Sujane Bhosurugane Samantre Si Namni Brijva Danda Sarane Sada Dambam Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Ae Bhratas Chatu Vidache Dhritapada. He is telling that, oh mind,
listen to Krishna also.
Listen me and be happy forever.
For our
don't be lusty. Don't go towards world testing. Otherwise, you will suffer more. So listen me. Listen me first. That if you want to be happy forever, then you should select any qualified guru. Associate with them. Always follow him. Always serve him. Don't disobey him. Then, who is Guru?
He told.
Who has realized something? Realizations of Krishna, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He detached from worldly things. And he can solve any doubt.
Y así se resolverá cualquier duda.
He is so much expert in all Vedas and all Shastras.
Y este maestro espiritual es un experto en todo Vedas y en todas las escrituras sagradas.
If that guru is not qualified,
si el guru no es cualificado,
and he has some charm attraction for worldly desire,
¿qué es lo que va a pasar? Que va a acabar por atraer pena. ¿Qué es lo que va a pasar? Que va a tener apego material.
Then he can fall down at any time.
¿Y qué es lo que va a suceder? Que va a caer en esa posición en cualquier momento. Significa que va a ser un mal día.
Nowadays, bogus gurus,
ahora hay demasiado guru para
knowing algo. Nothing, knowing nothing,
no saben nada.
They cannot solve any doubt.
No pueden resolver ningún problema.
There are no
una duda.
Realization for Krishna.
No tienen ninguna realización para Krishna.
No sadhan bhajan at all.
No tienen ninguna práctica espiritual ni ninguna.
So much attached with wealth and money. Also lusty. Also lusty. And they think that we are guru and going on. Always falling down, falling down. So guru must be qualified. The backbone of sadhan bhajan is guru nishtha.
Y para poder seguir esa práctica de devoción espiritual, hay que tener determinación de su guru.
So if anyone has no qualified guru,
si alguien no tiene un guru cualificado,
he cannot do any sadhan and he cannot.
No puede hacer ninguna práctica espiritual.
And he cannot have the mercy of God. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he has a very qualified guru. And he also has a very good association with Haridas Thakur. Not only this, he has an association of very high class of association with Sarup Damodar, Rayaramanand, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami.
Y también tenía un lujo de asociación. Grandes maestros como Sarup Damodar, Roy.
He also wrote there that there is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Both are each very qualified.
Así que hizo que no hay diferencia en el maestro Shiksha y el Diksha, o sea, el maestro instructor o el maestro que te da la iniciación.
Their aim and object of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru is same, to serve Krishna. So we should try to honor both.
Así que nosotros tenemos que honrar
with love and affection.
Con mucho amor y
afecto. We should also have so much love and affection for Goshtha. Goshtha means Navadip Dham, Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna did his pastime. Also, we should honor the associates of
Krishna.
Those who live in Vrindavan, like Sanatan Goswami, Rup Goswami, and all other
Goswamis,
you should also try to honor all the Brajavasis who live in Vrindavan. Whether they are not of in our sampradaya, but yet in other sampradayas they are. But yet we should try to honor them.
Okay.
We chanting Krishna name, whether initiated or not initiated, but even in Vrindavan, but they are chanting, we must
pero
honor.
En Vrindavan, que es el lugar donde Krishna apareció, hay todos esos saludantes que pueden estar iniciados en la línea devocional, o pueden estar iniciados en la línea devocional. se les debe honrar.
A devotee is serving his Gurudev, but he is making offenses to all devotees.
Pero si alguien,
and Shiksha Guru, then he is really not a devotee, he will go to hell.
Así que alguien que es un, puede ser un devotee.
So we must honor all kinds, all devotees, but according to their qualification.
We should, debemos honrar a los diferentes tipos de devotos de acuerdo a sus cualidades.
We should give honor according to their qualities and like that, advance.
Así que debemos honrar a los devotos de acuerdo a sus cualidades y avance.
We should also chant, we should give so much honor to Harinam.
Y también tenemos que honrar al canto, Harinam.
Which has been given by Gurudev. We should try to believe that this name is not only worldly sound, but it is manifestation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, having same power, same quality and same everything. কটার সময় আরম্ভ করেছি কষ্ট না পাইলে হ্যাঁ হবে আচ্ছা অলসো সো উই শুড থিঙ্ক দ্যাট নেম ইজ হিমসেলফ গড কৃষ্ণ ইফ ইউ ডিজায়ার এনিথিং লাইক ইউ ডিজায়ার দিস নেম ক্যান গিভ ইউ এনিথিং ইউ লাইক.
Así cualquier cosa que deseamos, el mismo nombre le va a satisfacer.
But you should not desire and pray for anything, only his love and affection and his service.
Pero realmente lo que nosotros para tener éxito supremo es solamente querer tener su afecto y devoción.
So we must chant Hari name with very honor, like He is himself Krishna.
Así que hay que cantar con mucho honor al santo nombre, entendiendo que es el nombre es Krishna mismo.
Also, we should try to honor from heart the mantra that your Gurudev has given.
Y uno debe honrar de corazón al mantra que le ha dado su Gurudev.
Like Brahma Gayatri, Guru
like
Mantra, Guru Gayatri,
Guru Gayatri,
Gaur Mantra,
Gaur Mantra,
Gaur Gayatri,
Gaur Gayatri,
Krishna Mantra,
Krishna Mantra,
Kama Gayatri,
Kama Gayatri,
Pancha Tattva Mahamantra,
Pancha Tattva
Mahamantra. In this, with very honor and regard,
con bastante honor y respeto,
this will create a very good relation with Krishna. That Krishna is my son, like Krishna is my friend, like Krishna is my beloved. If you are remembering Krishna in this way, then if a man is dying and thinking anything, he will have birth according to his lost thinking. Understand? If a man is dying and he used to love his dog, then he must be a dog in his coming life. So if anyone is at the time of dying, he is remembering his wife, then his coming birth, he will be like a woman. if anyone is thinking of any deer, we see in Indian scriptures that Bharat Maharaj,
a devotee,
but still he was charmed with a deer and he became in his coming birth a deer. But if you are chanting and remembering Krishna and yourself as his servant, very beautiful, like go, very beautiful, then you will go to Vrindavan and you will be in very good shape, very beautiful, having all qualities and serving Radha Krishna conjugal.
¿Qué es lo que va a pasar? Que si tú cada instante recuerdas y entonces inmediatamente se manifestará el bello aspecto del Señor. ¿Qué es lo que sucede contigo? Que vas a tomar un aspecto tan bello y puedes así entrelazar una relación amorosa.
Very easy and interesting method.
Process
is very, very easy, very interesting. If you are chanting Krishna and you are serving him in a very beautiful way, if you are thinking and death is coming, no harm, and next birth, very easily you can be like that. Very beautiful, safe, serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you will be eternally happy. No death, no problem, nothing will come.
Si realmente nosotros meditamos, recordamos,
chant and remember Krishna. Oh, mind, if you want to be happy, so if you all want to happy, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Especially when you are in any danger, if you are any problem, if you are going to die, oh, you must chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Y también, de esta manera, tenemos que lograr el propio problema y para lograr la felicidad.
Obviamente. El proceso es muy simple, es muy lindo, es sabroso, es gustoso.
Very good. So, you should chant and remember.
Oh,
Mahamantra ka. Aisa jo sab log karte hain.